We're with Matt Krzyzewska, and tell us where you're from and what you do.
So I am a retired Outagamie County Sheriff's Deputy from Appleton, Wisconsin. I subsequently moved to the Wausau area in central Wisconsin, and over the course of time since my retirement, I was trying to figure out what to do after retirement, and I came across Yonder. Actually, Yonder came across me, and they asked if I would be interested in working in strategic partnerships, specifically with the courtrooms and the judges, the sheriffs, and the clerks, with cell phone management. So the problems that we're having with cell phones in the courtroom, where people are taking pictures of jurors, recording testimony, victims, things of that nature, we didn't want to have happen. So what Yonder does is it creates an environment in which the individual can come into the courthouse or courtroom with their cell phone. However, we're able to secure it in what we call a Faraday pouch, which is signal blocking, so that they are not able to use their phone, receive calls, anything like that, and it prevents any courtroom distractions from coming in. Now, the brilliance behind Yonder is that they also have a pouch that is ADA compliant, if you will, where if somebody has something that's medical that's attached to their phone as technology has grown, we can still provide them with a pouch where they can receive the signal for anything medical. The sheriff's deputy here at the courthouse can unlock their phone and they have the ability to check that, of course, with the authorization of the judge, and do it that way. So it removes any and all cell phone distractions from any court proceeding.
Has this been an issue not only in North Dakota but other states as technology has grown?
Absolutely. Cell phone distractions have been very prevalent. My last few years as a sheriff's officer, I actually worked in the courtrooms, and numerous times judges were asking people to shut off their cell phones, silence their cell phones, put their cell phones away, things of that nature. So yes, it is a problem. To the tune of a certain county in Pennsylvania actually had a homicide mistrial because somebody took a picture of a juror.
When people come in and tell us how it works, how do they get their phones back? How does that identification work?
Great question. So what they're going to do is they're going to come into the courthouse, and just before the courtroom and before they walk through security, they will pick up a Yonder pouch. The Yonder pouch is a self-service model. They will pick up the Yonder pouch, at which time they will put their pouch in a phone and secure it. It's a magnet closure as well as a clip closure. And then they will pass that through security to the officer who's monitoring the gate. And then they will go into the courtroom. They've completed their courtroom. We have a specialized magnet that will unlock the pouch. They remove their phone from the pouch, put the pouch in the bin, and off they go with their property. So they never, ever are removed from their own personal property. They get to retain possession of their property as well as anything that's going on they can pay attention to.
Okay. So not only a security measure, right? We're with Sheriff Randy McLaughlin too. How long has this been going on in Barnes County? When did this start?
Well, the judge wanted, we had a meeting about 2 months ago, and the judge wanted us to start adding some security. So we got the metal detector where, and the Yonder pouches is an addition that we're going to start today. I think it's a win situation for the security, especially the cell phone ends of it.
So yeah, this is the first time that I've seen the metal detector. It's been a while since I've been up here. And so you do have a metal detector, because I think we were one of the only counties in a while that didn't have one, right?
Well, we've had it, but we just haven't had it in use, except for when the judge requested it at the trials. We did it as a judge request. Well, we the new judge has requested us for every trial. So,
anything else you want to say about the Yonder and what's being implemented, Randy, today?
Emma's going to be the one that's going to be up here on third floor doing it, so I'll let you visit with Emma about that.
Well, I've never met Emma, so Emma, tell us who you are.
Hello. Yes, my name is Emma Butke. I'm a deputy here with the Barnes County Sheriff's Office, and I've been newly appointed to court security. So I'm really excited to implement this and help keep the court distraction-free and a lot safer for everyone all around.
I know there's been people talking about it for a few years, that, you know, why hasn't Barnes County have it at the front doors, like Cass County and all this, and many other counties probably, but there's probably a few counties that don't, but now you have it directly in front of the courtroom.
Yes, yes. So the main reason we haven't had a lot of court security, or courthouse security for that matter, is our staffing levels. You know, we're committed to assisting the residents and passers through Barnes County. So that just kind of takes us away from the courthouse. But now having someone in the courthouse at all times to ensure safety and security is kind of our main focus. So we're excited to be here.
All right. Thank you for joining us on the show today.
Yes, thank you so much.
All right. There's your Voice of the Valley here with a couple of new things. Matt, anything else to add before we wrap up the show here today?
No, I'm just super excited to be partnered up with Barnes County. They are the first county in the entire state that has gone to this. Other counties have gone to it, but Barnes was the first to have us come in and implement in their county.
You'll see this when you come into the Barnes County Courthouse, especially on the third floor where the courthouse is, not only security, but the yonder pouches for your electronic devices. Steve Yernis reporting on our Voice of the Valley program for today inside the Barnes County Courthouse.